This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. During the meeting, Mr. Shah is taking stock of the security situation in the wake of the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha and Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla are attending the meeting. Director of Intelligence Bureau, senior Army officers, including Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey, Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Director Generals of CAPFs, Chief Secretary and DGP of J&K and other senior officers are also present in the meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha directed the Civil and Police Administration to work in close coordination with the security agencies to neutralize the terror ecosystem. He directed that those aiding and abetting terrorists and their ecosystem should not be spared. The Lieutenant Governor said this while chairing a high-level meeting on the security situation in Srinagar yesterday. The meeting also discussed the preparations made by the districts and police administration ahead of the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra, Yog Devas and Eid ul Adha celebrations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' accounts on Tuesday from Varanasi under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that 3 lakh crore rupees have been transferred in 11 crore farmers' accounts so far in the last 10 years. In the wake of the heavy rainfall and landslides, efforts are being made today to evacuate more than 1,200 domestic and 15 foreign tourists stranded in Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district. District Collector of Mangan, Hem Kumar Chetri, informed All India Radio that while airlifting the stranded tourists is currently not possible due to poor weather conditions, road connectivity is also blocked at many places. However, he informed that all tourists are safe in their hotels. Mr. Chetri assured that once the weather permits, they will ensure safe return of the tourists. The incessant rains and landslides in Sikkim have claimed 9 lives and left more than 1,200 tourists stranded in Mangan district. Over the past 4 days, Sikkim has faced 2 natural calamities. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex today. Speaker of Lok Sabha Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh Narayan Singh and Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju will also attend the inauguration. All the members of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have also been invited to the program. A conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System is being held in Kolkata today. The Law and Justice Ministry said the conference aims at bringing out the salient features of the 3 new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 through interactions and question and answer sessions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed delight over the Smriti Van Earthquake Memorial Museum in Bhuj, Gujarat, making it to the world selection for the UNESCO Pre-Vasai Museums 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Smriti Van in Kutch is a tribute to the lives lost in the tragic earthquake of 2001. He said that it is a reminder of human resilience and courage as well. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as Prime Minister for the 3rd consecutive term. Muslims across the United Arab Emirates and around the globe ushered in the holy festival of Eid al-Adha with prayers and celebrations on Sunday, June 16. The day began with special Eid prayers and the ritual of sacrificing, reenacting Ibrahim's willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice out of obedience to God. IMD has issued an orange alert and a red warning over northwest, central and east India today due to the ongoing heatwave conditions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.